Now we cross over to Masjid al-Aqsa, and we join on the line by Brother Firoz Lahir from Auchan, who is currently in Masjid al-Aqsa. Brother Firoz, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Mufti?
Alhamdulillah, and yourself, now that you've reached Masjid al-Aqsa, what's the feeling like?
Alhamdulillah, Mufti, alhamdulillah, this is my third visit to Masjid al-Aqsa. And I must say, very special every time we when we come back here, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Tell us, take us through your journey. When did you arrive and what was it like getting there?
Mufti, we've normally gone through Jordan. This is the first year where we went by Addis Ababa. We left Johannesburg on Saturday afternoon. We got into Addis Ababa in the evening. We're in transit for 3 to 4 hours. And then we flew directly into Tel Aviv on Sunday morning. We landed at about 4 a.m. in the morning. We were out of the airport, alhamdulillah, by about 7 o'clock in the morning. So the wait was about 3 hours. And then we got to our hotel at about 8 o'clock in the morning, on Sunday morning.
So the first time that you're flying in via the airport in Tel Aviv?
See, that's correct.
And what was different from the previous experiences where, you know, you've got to land in Amman and then come through the border posts and wait there? Was it easier this time around?
Mufti, a lot easier in terms of time as well. It saves a lot of time, and the wait at the airport is very similar to the wait at the border as well. And the total journey time was cut down a lot, so alhamdulillah, it made the journey a lot easier.
What takes you back time and again, the third visit as you indicate? Firoz, did you...
Mufti, you know, we are lost for words. I heard that, Mufti. We lost for words. I mean, when we come to the Haram and you just enter the Haram of Masjid al-Aqsa, there's something so special about it. Words can't describe that feeling when you're in that masjid, in Masjid al-Aqsa, and it's just something which draws you back all the time. And when we are there, we realize how fortunate we are to be back in the Haram as well.
Alhamdulillah. If you have to describe the atmosphere of Masjid al-Aqsa, the structure, the compound, the old city, how would you describe this to someone who has not visited Masjid al-Aqsa as yet?
Mufti, the very nice thing about the old city is it takes you back in time. I don't think anywhere in the world you're going to experience going back, I think, over 1,000 years in time if you're walking through the streets of the old city towards the Haram. It's just something very special. You're not going to experience it elsewhere. And even when you enter the Haram, the compound is so big itself. I mean, you look at the Dome of the Rock, you look at Masjid Qiblatain, you're going to Masjid Marwan, all very special, and knowing the history behind it, it just makes it extra special as well.
Alhamdulillah. Have you interacted already with the South Africans who are sitting in Iktikaf and the brothers from around the world? What's the spirit like amongst them and what are they saying?
Mufti, they're very, in very high spirits, very, very happy to be there. I spoke to one of the brothers who's sort of in charge of the brothers in Itikaf. He told me there's between 50 to 75 people in Sunnat Itikaf from South Africa. And another growing trend which we've seen over the years as well, there's more brothers from the United Kingdom who are coming to Masjid al-Aqsa as well. Their numbers are growing every year.
Over the years, interacting with the Palestinians on the ground and talking to them and experiencing their hospitality, what's it been like?
Mufti, I can share with you very quickly two experiences. I mean, when you're in the Haram, you'd get a random brother who would come to you, make salam with you, ask you where you're from. You'd say you're from South Africa, and he would tell you, Jazakallah for coming to visit us. They really, really appreciate us, who haven't forgotten them, and coming back to Masjid al-Aqsa. There's another brother who we've met last year and who we went to meet this year as well. He's a security guard in Masjid al-Aqsa, and he runs a small tea shop on the outside. We went to visit him on Sunday evening as well. As usual, he insists we have a cup of tea with him at no charge, and he says we are so happy that you're back here to visit us again. The hospitality is truly amazing.
What's the current situation on the ground, you know, with all the different things unfolding? Is it tense? You know, what's going on at the moment? Have you been able to gauge any insight in that regard?
On the ground, it feels fairly calm at the moment. The one big difference that we found is the numbers are a lot less. I think they, according to what we've heard, they've allowed a lot less locals to get permits to come into East Jerusalem this year. So then the crowds seem a lot less than previous years. But in terms of the peace and serenity, when you're inside, you don't really feel any tension.
Is there any embargo or anything on certain age groups? I remember when I visited back in 2012, at that time they weren't allowing anyone under the age of 55 or 60 or something like that.
That's spot on, Mufti. We're meeting people of older age, I think 50 plus in the Haram. It's only the people who live in East Jerusalem, the young people who we see in Masjid Al-Aqsa. And just speaking about it, which I've seen, which I think South Africans have are very fortunate. We've seen brothers who have come with their wives and their kids this year to Masjid Al-Aqsa, and they are so fortunate for the small children to experience this and to get entry into Masjid Al-Haram as well.
And in terms of the Taraweeh Salah, have you already had the opportunity to perform Taraweeh there?
Very fortunate. On Sunday night, we were quite jet-lagged, but we managed to perform Taraweeh on Sunday evening, as well as last night as well. To give you an indication, Isha Salah is at about 9:30 in the evening. Taraweeh starts shortly after that. With the Witr Salah, you finish at about 11:20 in the evening. But the reading is really, really amazing. The time goes so quickly, you wouldn't realize you've been sitting there for so long performing Taraweeh Salah.
Alhamdulillah. And in terms of, with all of the people coming and the families coming and people enjoying the spirituality and the atmosphere in Masjid Al-Aqsa, how is it on the odd nights? Is there a difference, considering that the bigger nights? And I remember having the opportunity on being there close towards the end of Ramadan, where the crowds increase. Is there any speculation as to how things will unfold in that regard?
Mufti, on Sunday night it was an even night, so the crowds were a lot less in Masjid Al-Haram. Last night here was the 23rd night, which being the odd night, and we saw a lot more people in the Haram last night, being an odd night. And what the locals usually do is they normally spend an entire night in the Haram and they only leave after Fajr Salah. And the climax would be the 27th night of Ramadan, which would fall on a Friday evening in Masjid Al-Aqsa. And usually it is really, really full from Asr Salah going through to the next morning as well. And being Jummah as well, this year as well. So,
what's your message back to your family as well as to all the listeners across the country and across the globe?
Special salams to everybody back home and to remember us in their du'as. And a plea to all South Africans, please, when you get the opportunity, I would really, really encourage you to come visit Masjid Al-Aqsa with your family. It's something which you cannot explain the joy adequately or on air. It's when you experience it for yourself, you realize how this place is something special. I urge everybody to make this journey to Masjid Al-Aqsa.
What's your plans for the next 2 days?
Mufti, basically in the daytime, with the day being so long, we try and get as much rest as possible. And then in the evening, basically the night goes so quickly because you finish the Raweeh 11:30, Qiyamul Layl is about 1:30 in the morning, and then Seri ends at about 4 o'clock in the morning. So the night is quite, is there's not much time in the evening. We've got planned for one of the days to go and Ziyarat again to Bethlehem and surrounding towns as well. And inshallah, I would like to visit orphanages and the hospitals as well, inshallah, on one of the days as well.
And when do you return to South Africa?
Inshallah, on Sunday afternoon, we'll be back home, in time for Eid.
In time for Eid, inshallah. Mashallah.
That was one of the visa requirements.
That's a very easy visa to get, provided you're back for Eid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you a spiritually uplifting trip, except your trip and all those that are sitting in itikaf. And we continue to request your du'as for myself and all the listeners of Radio Islam, inshallah.
Inshallah, ameen. And request for du'as from Mufti and the listeners back at home as well.
Ameen. Jazakumullah khair for speaking to us. Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
Yes, that was Brother Firoz speaking to us from Masjid Al-Aqsa and giving us insight on the happenings on the ground from a South African perspective who's been visiting Masjid Al-Aqsa regularly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liberate the Masjid Al-Aqsa and grant the Muslims the understanding and the realization of this blessed masjid so that we all take benefit and draw from the spirituality. 9 minutes to 8.